Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, I've heard of Midnight Cowboy the movie, but not Midnight Cowboy the football player. Hope you're caught up on your sleep.
Yeah, our Midnight Madness. It really was quite an evening. I just imagine playing a game till 3:30. I think Mike Gundy had a good comment when he said, "Why are they doing TV timeouts at 3 a.m? You know, it is a head scratcher." And but I'm just so happy that there were no injuries. Except I'm very sorry that the quarterback at TU apparently hurt his knee in the game, and that was everybody's real concern. You know that these kids are not accustomed. Nobody is really expending that kind of energy at that hour of the day or evening. But anyway, they got through it. They finished it. I sure hope the TU quarterback recovers quickly and everybody moves on. We couldn't find an alternate date, or we'd have probably, you know, canceled the game and gone home.
Well, we'll be talking about it for years to come. Yeah, Remember the midnight game of 2011.
Right. John Hesley at the Oklahoma said that he was surprised that Oklahoma State didn't come out with their 49th uniform combination of pajamas.
Well, let's turn to some business. The OSU Regents are scheduled to hold a special meeting today. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, not much. It's really having to do with the conference realignment, and it's really a placeholder to be able to respond in case it is necessary. As you can imagine, there's so many rumors and discussions, and nobody really has all the pieces to the puzzle. And as we have said numerous times, we'd love to keep the Big 12 together, but we also have to keep our options open in case that's not feasible.
And as we like to say in the business, stay tuned.
Well, indeed.
Well, let's turn to OSU's recent announcement about a NASA agreement that falls under the extension mission of the university.
Yeah, you know, we're a land-grant university, which most people think just involves agriculture, and it certainly does involve agriculture. That's a very important part of what we do. But our job is to train great talent, do great research, and share it with our state, nation, and world. And we call that part extension. So instruction, research, and extension. And this is a program which is not agriculture. It's, in fact, space. And we've worked with NASA for almost 40 years, running a number of projects for them. The NASA's Teaching from Space Project, Explorer Schools Project. There's a digital learning network, NASA Inspire Project, and so on. We're very proud of our relationship. We just received a 5-year grant worth about $2.25 million to pursue a number of these activities. So they're a great partner, and we feel like we're fulfilling our land-grant mission in this respect as well.
And finally, President Hargis, the enrollment numbers are out, and things are looking pretty good for the university in terms of the number of students.
We are now with the largest enrollment in OSU history at over 24,000 students, and that's just on the Stillwater and Tulsa campuses. If you bring in Oklahoma City and Okmulgee, we're up over 35,000. So it's a very large class. A lot of students are pursuing their education dreams, and we want to get as many of them graduated as we possibly can. This is the largest freshman class since 1980. It's just shy of 3,900. Our all-time record was 3,927 in 1980. So we've had three consecutive years of growth in the freshman class. We've grown by over 800 students, 27% over the last 3 years, 10% just this year. So, Kelly, to say that we're full is an understatement, and if you don't believe me, just be out on the streets when we change classes.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.